The UN mission in Congo, known by the French acronym MONUC, is one of the largest and most expensive UN peacekeeping operations in the world. It is also the most ineffective, some critics say. MONUC includes more than 11,000 soldiers, mostly from Uruguay, Pakistan, South Africa, and India. Recently, the United Nations announced another 5,000 troops would soon join the force. It's a huge operation, but then the Democratic Republic of Congo is one of Africa's largest and most volatile countries. The mission is costing more than $750 million a year. Since 1999, MONUC has been in Congo to oversee the country's peaceful transition from virtual anarchy to democracy. Elections are slated for June of next year, and it will be the first time in 40 years that Congolese people will choose their leaders in free and open elections. Many observers here expect MONUC to play an essential role before the elections, mainly by ensuring stability in a country still reeling from 5 years of civil war. But the UN credibility in Congo has been shaken by sex abuse scandals and rising anger among many Congolese people who say well-armed UN peacekeepers have done little to protect them from attacks by Congolese troops and former rebels who continue to mount assaults in eastern Congo. The violence in Kanyabayonga, which reportedly killed about 30 people and sent nearly 200,000 fleeing into nearby forests, is the latest in a string of setbacks for MONUC. In the past 3 years, UN peacekeepers have been accused of standing by, while militia groups shot or hacked to death hundreds of civilians in several Congolese cities. In late May, the UN troops were unable to defend the town of Bukavu, capital of Congo's South Kivu province, against a rebel takeover. As civilians in the Congolese capital of Kinshasa protested UN inaction at the fall of Bukavu, UN soldiers reportedly fired into the angry crowd, killing at least two. MONUC spokeswoman Jacqueline Chenard says UN peacekeepers are doing their best, given their mandate and the size of their force, in a country roughly 4 times the area of France.
We do what we can do with the strength we are being given by the Security Council. It's easy to criticize MONUC, but MONUC is trying to do its best to facilitate the transition here in the Congo, helping out the government while we are trying to facilitate also when elections will be taking place.
Richard Sezibera, Rwanda's envoy to the Great Lakes region, says MONUC has not been doing its job. He bristles that UN peacekeepers have not disarmed militias still operating in eastern Congo, especially the Hutu fighters from the Interahamwe and former armed forces of Rwanda accused of carrying out the 1994 genocide against Rwanda's ethnic Tutsi population.
They could only have come in to do the disarmament of negative forces. That was the only reason they came in. The international community is spending close to $1 billion every year on that force. So there's something wrong. So they've come in and they say they can't disarm these groups. There was abdication of responsibility by the international community in 1994, and I think that abdication is still continuing.
Despite the criticism being hurled at MONUC, many observers credit the mission for inspiring many Congolese to return to the relative safety of their villages and farms to start the long process of rebuilding their country. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Goma, Democratic Republic of Congo.